And now from peace to a planet named for the god of war. How's that for a transition? On Mars, the twin rovers Spirit and Opportunity continue their investigation of the red planet. And here with the latest on the mission is the host of NPR's Science Friday, Ira Flatow. Ira, welcome back to the show. It's been fairly quiet there on Mars, though, hasn't it? I'm not hearing a lot of news. What's going on?
Well, you know, the news has been pretty heavy. It's hard for an $820 million pair of rovers doing spectacular work digging up the surface of Mars, sending back great images to sort of compete with, I guess, Martha Stewart and A-Rod. But, you know,
there are things going on out there.
There are things going on up there. And I know, Alex, if you had told me, you know, years ago that, you know, there'd be these probes, these robots on Mars digging stuff up, and we wouldn't hear about them, it'd be hard for me to believe, but... You know, I grew up in the space race age where all this stuff was exciting.
You know, I have a geologist friend who is wildly excited about this. He's saying there's geology going on up there. The kinds of things we do on Earth, they're doing up there right now. And it's just amazing.
It is amazing. And you know, one of the things they're doing up on Mars that you may be able to relate to, Alex, is I know that you're a beach type of guy.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, if you go to the beach and you drive your car down too far onto the sand... And you spin your wheels, and you're just really digging your deeper into the sand instead of getting out.
Right.
Well, that's what one of the rovers is doing right now, or it just completed doing. Opportunity was spinning one of its wheels on purpose. It wasn't stuck. It was digging a hole, and in this case, a 4-inch deep, 20-inch long trench. And the idea is to dig up the dirt and uncover the soil that is hidden just below the surface. Because they, of course, are looking to answer the main question on this mission is, was Mars ever a very wet planet? So they're looking for signs of past water on Mars.
And what is it they're going to find in this trench that is going to lead them to say, aha, or uh-uh?
Well, you know, they're not going to have water spout up like a geyser. That's not going to happen because the water is not in that form. But they're looking for... a mineral called hematite, which on Earth typically forms in the presence of water. And they're hoping that they find some of this hematite that may prove that the water, you know, was abundant on Mars many, many moons ago.
That's Opportunity. That's the rover Opportunity. That's on one side of Mars. The Spirit is on the other side of Mars. This is the one that had some problems. Are they all fixed? And is Spirit back? Yeah?
Yep. Spirit is working well, and they sent it off to take a hike, literally. Take a hike. It's embarked on a 1,150-foot trek to an impact crater. That's one of the little small craters. And, it could take up to 2 weeks to get there, so it's moving kind of slow, you know.
Really slow. That's just a few yards a day.
Well, you know, you don't drive this thing like your video game or your, with a joystick and a computer screen and say, you know, go left, go right, go here, because it takes about 10 minutes for your instructions on your joystick to travel to Mars. Then it takes another 10 minutes for the signal to come back. So what they've done is they've actually programmed and made this rover very smart so it can go on its own. They say, go from here, A to B, and if you find something in the way, take a look at it with your stereoscopic eyeballs, a couple of cameras on there, and then you decide how to get around it. And also along the way, if they find something really interesting to look at, they'll have to just stop and observe it and maybe take some data on it and then finally move out. So that trek is going to take a long time.
But, Ira, I'm betting that these days there's some way to follow the progress of this mission.
Yes, there is. It's unique. And if you'd like, you can go over to surf over to NASA.gov and see these strange dune buggy-looking tracks these rovers are making as they scoot along the surface.
That would be so much fun. Ira Flatow, host of NPR Science Friday, regular Thursday guest on Day to Day. Ira, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, Alex.